Good afternoon, Leighton. Welcome to Southern FM.
Thank you, Andrew. Nice to join with you this afternoon.
We, of course, hear a lot about AusSat in the media. Perhaps you could just give us an overview of what AusSat actually does, what sort of company it is.
Certainly, happy to do that. AusSat was originally set up in November 1981, in fact, set up as a established in November 1981, as I say, as a company to be originally sold off. At least 49% of the shareholding was planned to be sold to the public. So it was set up as a commercial organisation, in fact under company law, not a statutory corporation. So it was a fairly unique government creation back when it was established. Today, of course, it's what's known as a government business enterprise, with the shareholding 100% held by the Commonwealth Government. AusSat is a satellite owner and operator, and in fact we have three satellites in orbit. We provide a range of satellite-based services, and our charter under existing legislation limits us to the provision of what we term private network services. In other words, we're not able under the legislation to provide public services such as a telephone service to the general public or public data services. These remain currently the province of Telecom, the major carrier in Australia. But you may well be aware, of course, and I'm sure many of your listeners will be aware, that AusSat will be sold as part of the government's current move towards deregulating the Australian industry. That sale process is proceeding according to schedule at the present time. We would expect that tenders are likely to be called for the sale of AusSat in about July, August, with the sale to be completed by the end of the year. And at that stage, the new carrier, whoever that might be, the new owners, whoever that might be, will be able to compete fully across the market, provide all sorts of telecommunications services, telephone services, broadcasting services, data services, and will also be able to utilise not just satellite technology but every other form of communications technology available to AusSat. So that's about what's happening in a potted version.
So you'll become a general carrier?
AusSat will become, in fact, Australia's second general carrier with the licences to carry all forms of communications, including a second cellular licence for the provision of cellular telephone services, and indeed to compete fully with Telecom in that sense. Ultimately, the market will be totally deregulated, and by the end of 1997, in fact, there will be no restrictions on the numbers of carriers.
What about pay TV? Will you be allowed to carry that?
Well, that remains a subject for a government decision. AusSat has proposed to the government that it has the technology to carry the delivery of pay TV direct to the home on its new generations of satellites, and we have recommended to the government that it takes a technology neutral decision. In other words, it does not exclude the satellite, nor indeed does it exclude fibre optics as a means of delivering. But we believe that the satellite can provide a delivery mechanism to some 90% of the population from day one. It's a relatively well-proven technology for the delivery of those types of services. And the fibre optics has yet to get to the home, and certainly from day one won't cover 90% of the population, whereas the satellite can. The government has not made a decision to introduce pay TV at the present time. AusSat is not seeking a monopoly. It does not want exclusivity, has not sought exclusivity for the delivery of that service, but we're hopeful that the government will in fact recommend that pay TV be introduced, and that the satellite will play a very key role, certainly in the initial years of pay TV in this country.
Well, thank you, Leighton, for joining us on Southern FM.
Thank you, Andrew.